高三英语高考练习十一。
1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. I'm really having trouble with this chemistry course. If I can't start doing better soon, I'll have to drop it.
Why not get some help from the graduate assistants? That's what it is there for.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
2. Hey, don't forget to collect the washing from the laundry on your way home.
Okay, thanks for reminding me. I am on my way.
Question, what will the man most probably do next? 3. I do wish I had a calculator with me. I'm tired of adding these numbers up.
Would it make things go faster if you borrowed mine?
Question, what does the man imply?
4. Good news. I don't need any surgery after all. The doctor says I can start working out again soon and play soccer again in a few weeks.
Fantastic. It would be great if you could get back in shape in time for the final.
Question. What does the woman mean? 5. I already know what I want to take next semester.So why do I have to make an appointment to see my advisor?
I'm afraid it doesn't work that way. She has to talk with you to make sure everything is on the right track.
Question, what does the woman mean?
6. I'm afraid this is the only room in the hotel we have free at this time.
I guess I'll take what I can get. Next time, I'll be sure to call in advance and make a reservation.
Question, what can be inferred about the man? 7. Did you hear? They are moving Kathy to the New York office.
They are? That's news to me.
Question, what does the man mean? 8. I really like this green dress. The fit is perfect, but I'm not sure about the color.
Try another one. It's the same style, but blue suits you better.
Question, what does the man mean? 9. You are taking a course with Professor Johnson. What's your impression so far?
Many students could hardly stay awake in his class without first drinking a cup of coffee.
Question, what does the man imply?10. Would you mind taking a picture of me in front of the fountain?
Not at all, but I'm not sure how this camera works.
Question, what will probably happen next?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages.And the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the questions you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
New Zealand. About 125 Chinese tourists, trapped in Kaikoura by a strong earthquake in New Zealand, have been safely transferred to Christchurch by helicopters. Altogether, 18 flights were made for the rescue. The big earthquake and aftershock struck the country's South Island after midnight on Monday, killing 2 people. More than 1,300 tourists, including the Chinese, were confirmed stranded in the tourist resort. Britain. The British government has issued a new visa policy that allows foreign students to stay 6 months more after their course ends. They will not have to present proof of funds or education background certification. The new plan will attract more students and at the same time allow time for them to apply for work visa. The new rules apply only to students of some good universities. California. Singer Kanye West told the crowd at a concert in California Thursday that he did not vote in the presidential election, but he told them if he had, he would have voted for Donald Trump. West reportedly continued to talk for 40 minutes about his reasons for preferring Trump. The crowd, expecting to hear songs instead of a political speech, was angry. Some even threw shoes. Please listen again. New Zealand. About 125 Chinese tourists, trapped in Kaikoura by a strong earthquake in New Zealand, have been safely transferred to Christchurch by helicopters. Altogether, 18 flights were made for the rescue. The big earthquake and aftershock struck the country's South Island after midnight on Monday, killing 2 people. More than 1,300 tourists, including the Chinese, were confirmed stranded in the tourist resort. Britain. The British government has issued a new visa policy that allows foreign students to stay 6 months more after their course ends. They will not have to present proof of funds or education background certification. The new plan will attract more students and at the same time allow time for them to apply for work visa. The new rules apply only to students of some good universities. California. Singer Kanye West told the crowd at a concert in California Thursday that he did not vote in the presidential election, but he told them if he had, he would have voted for Donald Trump. West reportedly continued to talk for 40 minutes about his reasons for preferring Trump. The crowd, expecting to hear songs instead of a political speech, was angry. Some even threw shoes. Questions. 11. How many tourists were trapped in Kaikoura? What is Britain's new visa policy aimed at? 13. Why was the crowd angry with Kanye West?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Good morning, class. Before we begin today, I would like to address an issue that one of you reminded me of after the last lecture. As you may recall, last time I mentioned that Robert E. Peary was the first person to reach the North Pole. What I neglected to mention was the debate around Peary's pioneering accomplishment. In 1910, a committee of the National Geographic Society examined Peary's claim to have reached the North Pole on April 6, 1909, and found no reason to doubt him. The judgment was actually confirmed by a US committee in 1991. Nevertheless, Peary's claim was questioned. This was largely due to the competing claim of Dr. Frederick Cook, who told the world that he had reached the pole 4 years earlier. Over the decades, Peary was given the benefit of the doubt, but critics persisted in raising questions about the distances he claimed to have covered. So the Navigation Foundation spent an additional 12 months of exhaustive examination of documents relating to Peary's polar exploration. The documents supported Peary's claims about the distances he covered. After also conducting an extensive computer analysis of photos taken by Peary at the pole, they concluded that Peary and his companions did in fact reach the North Pole on April 6, 1909. Okay, today we're going to talk about exploration of the opposite end of the world. I assume you all read Chapter 3 in our text and are now familiar with the names Emerson and Scott. Please listen again. Good morning, class. Before we begin today, I would like to address an issue that one of you reminded me of after the last lecture. As you may recall, last time I mentioned that Robert E. Peary was the first person to reach the North Pole. What I neglected to mention was the debate around Peary's pioneering accomplishment. In 1910, a committee of the National Geographic Society examined Peary's claim to have reached the North Pole on April 6, 1909, and found no reason to doubt him. The judgment was actually confirmed by a US committee in 1991. Nevertheless, Peary's claim was questioned. This was largely due to the competing claim of Dr. Frederick Cook, who told the world that he had reached the pole 4 years earlier. Over the decades, Peary was given the benefit of the doubt, but critics persisted in raising questions about the distances he claimed to have covered. So the Navigation Foundation spent an additional 12 months of exhaustive examination of documents relating to Peary's polar exploration. The documents supported Peary's claims about the distances he covered, after also conducting an extensive computer analysis of photos taken by Peary at the pole. They concluded that Peary and his companions did in fact reach the North Pole on April 6, 1909. Okay, today we're going to talk about exploration of the opposite end of the world. I assume you all read Chapter 3 in our text and are now familiar with the names Emerson and Scott. Questions 14. What did Dr. Cook claim? How did the experts determine that Peary reached the North Pole? 16. Which topic will most probably be included next? 17 to 20 are based on the following conversation. First, let's meet psychologist Francis Rauscher from the University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh. Her study shows that a group of typical children, regardless of their talents or parental involvement, can draw benefits from arts training that affects other academic areas, especially math. Professor Rauscher, can you tell us more?
It's getting as close as is absolutely possible to the real world. You know, these are kids that already enrolled in schools that are just simply assigned to these different groups, this test group and this control group. And what we're finding is a strong effect in the improvement of mathematical ability as measured by school standards. So this has real general, real-world appeal.
And it seems that your recent research could help explain why arts education might have this additional benefit.
Yes, a group of three-year-olds were given music lessons in preschool, piano and singing. They scored significantly higher on a particular IQ test that measures abstract reasoning, a skill essential to mathematics.
Just how music enhances mathematical skills is unknown. It may be by the more general effect of increasing self-respect, or maybe something biological happens in the brain, or maybe these children are learning how to learn.
In other words, you can learn skills, but you can also learn about how you learn things, and that seems to be a mark of the true mature learner, that they know how to learn things, and it's possible that this early arts training might be having some effect in children knowing how to attack new material.
Whatever may be going on in the growing brains of children, both psychological and biological, these new findings indicate an increasing awareness among scientists and educators that a rich learning environment can significantly enhance children's intellectual development in unexpected ways. I'm Michael Trudeau reporting. Please listen again. First, let's meet psychologist Francis Rauscher from the University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh. Her study shows that a group of typical children, regardless of their talents or parental involvement, can draw benefits from arts training that affects other academic areas, especially math. Professor Rorschach, can you tell us more?
It's getting as close as is absolutely possible to the real world. You know, these are kids that already enrolled in schools that are just simply assigned to these different groups, this test group and this control group. And what we're finding is a strong effect in the improvement of mathematical ability as measured by school standards. So this has real general, real-world appeal.
And it seems that your recent research could help explain why arts education might have this additional benefit.
Yes, a group of three-year-olds were given music lessons in preschool, piano and singing. They scored significantly higher on a particular IQ test that measures abstract reasoning, a skill essential to mathematics.
Just how music enhances mathematical skills is unknown. It may be by the more general effect of increasing self-respect, or maybe something biological happens in the brain, or maybe these children are learning how to learn.
In other words, you can learn skills, but you can also learn about how you learn things, and that seems to be a mark of the true mature learner, that they know how to learn things. And it's possible that this early arts training might be having some effect in children knowing how to attack new material.
Whatever may be going on in the growing brains of children, both psychological and biological, these new findings indicate an increasing awareness among scientists and educators that a rich learning environment can significantly enhance children's intellectual development in unexpected ways. I'm Michael Trudeau reporting. Questions. 17. Who is the most probably the man?
Eighteen. What does the woman's research show?
19. What can be inferred from the woman's recent research?
20. According to the woman, how does music enhance children's mathematics skills?